Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series S and X, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE Engine's immersive physics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the Kingdom of Humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield-wielding fighter to the illusion-conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world, literally. Oh, and did I mention the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while your dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs or raging waters. Visit dragonsdogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's dragonsdogma.com to learn more.
Hello and welcome to another episode. Another episode, not an episode, of Fuckface. We recorded one. Texas got snow on it. Apparently it's mayhem. Nobody has power. Nothing works. The episode was unable to be edited. So I am here today to just let you know that the episode will come. It's not going to be out today, sadly. But I do have power since I do not live in Texas. So I figured I should record something so we at least have something here. And I thought a lot about, like, where do I want to go with this, because I want to provide some content as well as an update. And I thought, I have one fuckface story that I haven't shared. Nobody knows this. It's almost like it's easier to say in this format because I don't know what it would be like to tell Jeff and Gavin this directly. That'd be really odd. But, Andrew Panton isn't my real name. Andrew Panton is a made-up name. I was a Rooster Teeth fan. I was a huge fan when I was like 13, maybe. Before I met anybody. And my old gamer tag used to be Adsack. And I built this really embarrassing map in Halo 3 in Forge. And it was just like everybody's names with gravity hammers and spawn points. It was... I'm cringing thinking about it and talking about it in this moment. It was just so embarrassing. And then just through happenstance, I met Jeff and people and Gavin. And so then I freaked out because this map, I couldn't figure out how to remove it from me. And it said it was created by my gamer tag. So I panicked and I changed my gamer tag to Andrew Panton. Andrew is the name of one of my uncles. And Panton is the last name of somebody I went to school with, as in, like, grade 5. My real name is Raymond Somer. And I know that's fucking... this is a weird thing. But, I didn't expect to become, you know, involved in the community to the extent I was, or become friends with anyone. So I've been stuck as Andrew Panton for 13 years? Anyway, I don't really know what to say beyond that. But, you can find me at Raymond Somer on Twitter. I have a Twitter account. There was a time where I kind of stepped away from doing any Rooster Teeth stuff, and I made an account in around 2014. But then I came back. I never really used it, so I think I'll probably tweet. So, if you check Raymond Somer on Twitter, there's probably going to be a tweet there now. Anyway. Sorry the episode couldn't come out. Have a fantastic day, and I'm sure it'll be out relatively soon. I don't know, it just depends when power comes back. Texas snow, it's a nightmare. Thank you for listening, and enjoy whenever the episode comes out, hopefully soon. Goodbye.